HD Smartcast. You are listening to a Radio 1 production brought to you by HD Smartcast. This is Tech for Change.
All systems stand by to transmit now.
Hey, this is Kay, and that's how I introduce myself on my morning show at 94.3 Radio 1, which I host and produce. Welcome to my podcast. This is Tech for Change. Very often, technology is used for good things and sometimes for bad things as well. So much so that flux between the two causes people to lose faith in technology. This podcast is aimed at changing all of that. I'm going to introduce you to some wonderful people, companies, and industries who are using technology for social good, social change, and a positive impact. All of this, of course, to make this world a better place using technology. Tune in every week on hdsmartcast.com and listen to the podcast. HD Smartcast is India's fastest growing podcast producing platform. Let's get straight to this week's episode. All right, welcome to the show. Today, listen, there's a big possibility that we're addressing. Say, for example, you want to fundraise and you want to kind of, let's say, you're keen on riding the startup wave to be angel investors. Is that a possibility for you? For a lot of lay people out there, you would say no. You say that I can't probably ride the startup, you know, kind of wave. And secondly, how do I know who to buy? Like, you know, who do I buy into and who do I back? And how do I know they'll be successful tomorrow? Well, apparently a 12th grade student knows. I've got Krishna Mago on the show today, and he runs a fundraising platform called Satik. They enable anyone keen on riding the startup wave to be angel investors with investments as small as $5,000, which is pretty cool. He's 16 years old and creating something like this, and he's with us on the show. Krishna, firstly, what's up, man? How are you? All okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. Thanks for having me here.
Very excited to kind of chat with you, man. And then you've got so many things happening on your platform, but basically, you know, talk to me about this space. Like, I know that as a person of India, I can maybe invest in some foreign markets. I can maybe invest in the stock market in India. I can put my money in mutual funds, fixed deposits, blah, blah, blah. But when it comes to backing a startup, being an angel investor, that might not be a thing that everyone would kind of look for. So talk to me about the gap you saw in the market and how, as a, you know, 12th standard student, you wanted to fill that gap.
Yeah. So actually, previous to Satik, I tried building an angel network called Grow Venture, where we had 200 angels, and it was a typical angel network where anyone can, HNI can come and invest 3-5 lakh in a startup. But I operated that angel network for 3 to 5 months, but due to competitive market, that angel network eventually failed. So once that platform failed, I was just figuring out what I have learned through that platform. And I found that there are a lot of platforms catering the elite audience of the country, but there is no one which is helping retail investor to build a good deal flow. So this is the problem statement that we are solving at Satik. Satik is a micro-investing platform where anyone can invest in a VC-backed startup with amount as low as 5,000 INR.
So if I want to invest in, say, a startup that is not yet listed on the stock market, but it's backed by a VC, that's a possibility for me as a retail investor.
Correct. So at Satik, we are working with companies that are backed by Kunal Shah, Lead Angels, Sid B Ventures, Burman Family, and all our companies getting listed on the platform are generating good revenue, at least of 1 crore to as high as 72 crore annual revenue. So hence, we are trying to reduce risk for retail investor by having a intense check before listing any deal on the platform. Hence, all our all the companies getting listed are generating a reasonable amount of revenue, having good traction. And in addition to that, they're already backed by influential personalities or marquee VCs.
Very cool. Now, talk to me about where you kind of started this from, Matt. Like, how did you kind of think of doing something? I know you did touch upon you had another startup that didn't work out and things like that. But where does this idea of doing something like this, especially when you're in the 12th standard, kind of come from? Where a lot of people would kind of be telling you, listen, Krishna, just focus on your boards, right? You'll hear that a lot. So where does the motivation come for you personally?
Yeah, so like the journey of developing interest in entrepreneurship started when I was in grade 6. So I was introduced to YouTube and I read listened to audiobook of Rich Dad Poor Dad. So that book was...
Oh, I love that one. Robert Kiyosaki. I love that one.
Yeah. And to be honest, I'm quite lazy in terms of reading books. So I was quite addicted to listening to audiobooks on YouTube. And from 6th grade to 10th grade, I listened to a lot of business case studies, stories of successful Indian founders like Ritesh Agarwal, Sachin Bansal, and these business and finance books. So after listening that for 4 years, now I was quite irritated that I have learned a lot. I need to practically implement the same. So then COVID-19 came and the schools were online. So I had a lot of time to explore. Hence, at that particular time, I was exploring all the loopholes in the market. And at that time, I was quite fascinated with that Airbnb and OYO business model. So I also wanted to do this. I wanted to follow the same path. But then COVID was there, so it won't make any sense to enter the tourism sector. Hence, I dropped off that idea. And I thought that everyone wants funding. So let's build a fundraising platform. So it was just a random idea. But to be honest, while building my previous venture, I didn't do a proper research, didn't build a proper team.
But this one has a proper backing and research and a proper team to it as well. Am I right in saying that?
Yeah. So, correct. So that last platform was not launched with a proper research. And to be honest, after spending couple of 50,000 rupees on that platform, I got to know about, yes, there are already a lot of players existing in the market. Hence, then I learned that before launching any startup, I must do a proper research. So I practically applied the learning that I had from Grow Venture. And before building Satik, we did a proper research for around 2 months. SEBI is trying to resist the same, and there are a lot of regulation barriers. So we did a research for 2 months, connected with a lot of CAs, lawyers, company secretaries to understand the legal structure. And once things were clear to us, then only we went ahead with making the platform live and raising investment for our own company.
Krishna, can I ask you, what would happen, and correct me if I'm wrong here, okay? What would happen is you're in the 12th grade, and when you go to people and say that, hey, I'm building something like this, there's a tendency to not take you seriously. Is that true? Does that happen to you? And when people doubt your capability, how do you deal with it? Because what fascinates me is the fact that you're just in the 12th grade and you've got all this knowledge that you're employing, and not just like for fun's sake, you're actually doing something with it, which is very cool for me. So do you ever get the doubt? Like, do people doubt you? And how do you tackle that?
Yeah, so during initial days of SETI, angel investors or people whom I approached to raise funds used to doubt that you're just a student and you have a couple of part-time members. How will you make it a proper business and all? So after that, I learned one thing that I never used to disclose my identity that I'm just 16. I used to have a proper meeting.
Oh, you started doing that. Okay, cool.
Yeah, so I used to first convince them for the vision that we have. And once things were positive from both ends, then I used to tell them that, I'm 16-year-old guy and I'm doing my studies in parallel. So if you're okay, then only we can proceed. And for
good. So you will lay the cards on the table. It's not like you're not telling people this.
Correct. And secondly, by then we had a wait list of over 5,000 investors, a product ready. So these traction as well as product had an important pain in investors' decision making. Like, they were not only deciding on my capabilities, they were thinking from the organization point of view.
Super.
As well. So that's why I prioritized traction.
Amazing, man. Like, wow. Talk to me about what it was like building the tech behind this platform. Was it hard? Was it difficult? What are some of the speed bumps that you faced? Tell me about that for Satik.
Yeah, so to be honest, tech is tech was the only barrier that I faced while building Satik.
Yeah, so I'm assuming you needed a superb team to kind of do that. Am I right?
Correct. So the reason was that we were a bootstrapped company. I already lost 50,000 in my previous venture, so I couldn't ask my dad for more money. So I had to build this product from scratch. So what I did was I started approaching random software engineers on LinkedIn that, hey, I'm building this product. Would you like to work with us? Share out of our revenue.
Dude, you are too cool, man. Like, you're really freaking cool. And people said yes. People came forward.
Yeah, so like we had around 10-12 software developers working on the same project, and it was completely revenue share model. But like after working for a couple of weeks, some of the developers left that left the team. The reason being they were not getting immediate cash benefit, so there was some resistance at their end, and hence they left the team. But it took us 4 to 6 months to make the tech stable, have in-house tech team, and so it all started with zero investment.
Right.
And having a revenue share tech team. Yeah.
Amazing. Man, you know, what you're referring to, which is allowing retail investors to kind of be part of this startup journey and this startup ecosystem, is one that I'm not going to say it's not been done. All right. I'm not going to say that. There are other companies kind of doing this, but I think yours has a lot of heart in it. Right. But, you know, I would love your thoughts on where you feel like, you know, this entire platform is going to grow in the next 5 years. Where do you see this going? What are your hopes and dreams for this platform?
Yeah, so like at Cetiq, our clear vision is that we want to be super app for private investing. We want retail investor to invest in multiple private assets from a single platform. So we say that Cetiq is going to be a platform where investing and managing private assets can be simplified. So we are in next 6 to 12 months down the line, we are looking forward to introduce more assets. And one of the assets is fixed return assets, because, you know, from Indian mindset, everyone wants that fixed returns or everyone doesn't have that risk appetite. So that's why we are looking to enter that fixed return market as well very soon.
Dude, you are by far one of the coolest 12th grade individuals I have met in my life, period. Right? Krishna, I wish you all the best. This is such a cool thing that you're doing. And the way you're approaching it is really impressive. I don't know where you've got this level of maturity and understanding from. I have no idea. I'm meeting you for the first time. But if I was a retail investor and you had to convince me, I'd say, yeah, take my money right now. dude, I wish you all the very best, Krishna. This is so cool. For last, but definitely not the least, I want two things from you. One, where can people find you guys and stay in touch with you guys and probably look you up online? Give me one best place to kind of do that. And number two, I want to get your little message to all the other young founders of startups out there to give them a little bit of inspiration and hope. What would be your message to them?
Yeah. So in order to be in touch with our team or the platform, you can simply visit Cetiq.com and you can explore all ongoing investment opportunities, and you can even invest as low as 5,000 in them. And our investment team will be there to help you out in taking the decision easily. So it's simple to connect with us. And in terms of giving a message in the as an ending note, so I would just say that don't chase funding. Go ahead with building a product and getting traction. Investors will themselves fund you. And this is the statement that one of my mentors said to me last year, and I applied that, and we got good results with the same.
Dude, Krishna, I wish you all the very best. This has been very cool to chat with you. And thank you so much for your time, man. Here's wishing the entire Cetiq team also all the very best, because sky's the limit for you guys, really. Thanks so much, man.
Thank you so much for listening to this little episode of Tech for Change. You can find me, your host, Kay, on Instagram. I'm probably the most active there, @OffAirWithKay. That is Off Air with K-A-Y. I'm going to be back next week for another episode of Tech for Change. And if you'd like to give us feedback, well, you as a listener can reach out to us on @HTSmartcast on multiple platforms. We're present on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, LinkedIn, and Clubhouse. Now, to listen to more podcasts, make sure you log on to www.htsmartcast.com. I'll see you soon. Take care.
This was a Radio 1 production brought to you by HT Smartcast.
HT Smartcast.